Good morning, and good morning from Paul O'Mahony driving a motor car, an old battered Saab, on the road between Cork City and Kinsale. I'd say a Friday morning, the extremely overcast, looks like it might rain again, and the traffic is not very heavy. I'll be passing Cork Airport, Cork International Airport, in a minute. What I'd like to talk about is what I've been thinking about in the last few seconds. If I can drive the car carefully, it would be better. The whole point, right, I've now got the iPhone hung up on a hook on the side. I'm a car-free, hands-free carboo. Okay, enough preamble. This is going to be about a project that has been forming slowly in my mind over the last few months. I was listening this morning to a couple of audio boos that I made yesterday. One of them in particular with David Craig from primaryposition.com, a business based in Limerick, made me think, as I was listening back over it, to the fact that I had done it as an impromptu boo, just a literally opportunistic launch into an interview with David. Under the guise of, let me show you how Audio Boo works. David Craig was not familiar with Audio Boo before, and it was a very easy way to start with him, because it could be simply a demonstration. But I have, over the last few months, been doing a number of business boos with entrepreneurs in Ireland. And I'm kind of using that word in a very vague and general sense. I mean literally small businesses, I suppose. SMEs, if you like. I have no prejudice in favour of SMEs. I would happily interview large corporates, by the way, in case any of you are listening to me. But the whole point is that I think Ireland has got lots of small businesses beavering away, hoping to survive. Some of them are no doubt thriving, but that's much too general for this conversation. The point is that if I keep this up, in a year I'll probably have collected about 100 such short interviews on Audio Boo. And at that point it begins to get rather interesting, because it moves from the particular to the general, in the sense that it moves from being a Audio Boo with this particular business of interest to people in this particular sector, or that particular business set of customers, but it starts to move to the more sociological stroke anthropological level. By that I mean that we're, you know, if I do 100 of them in the next year, it becomes a little collection that a historian in future could use for the purpose of talking about what the zeitgeist, or what the mindset, or what the general atmosphere was like in Ireland during that particular year. Now, okay, it's hardly a random, statistically significant randomized sample, but it is a discreetly a collection of individual 100. And of course, if I do 100, and a few other people in the process get into doing a few hundred, we gradually build a sort of communal collection of the kind of ways that modern Irish business people talk about doing business. How do they present themselves? What do they say about their business when they first are asked to speak about it? Imagine 1,000 elevator pitches, and it begins to get very interesting as a social phenomenon. It then gets interesting to compare 1,000 such audio boos pitches from Ireland with how would 1,000 pitches sound like from the United States, or from South Africa, or from, for that matter, actually, from, China or Spain or Spanish-speaking countries. So the key point, I think, is that you can move from doing a particularly interesting individual activity, talking to a business owner about their passion, but once you get it, once you do it enough times, something quite different happens. And it reminds me of the Hegelian law of the transformation of quantity into quality, the gradual accumulation of small changes erupts at a certain point into a transformation, and that's what the old dialectical materialist person that I used to be a long time ago thinks of. So basically, I've been thinking about, you know, I'm going to Kinsale now. I'm in a little stream of traffic. I'm stuck behind a van from Trudy's Catering Kitchen. Never heard of them before. They incidentally have got an EIQA, that's Enterprise Ireland Quality Assurance Mark for Hygiene Certified. I'm reading off the van in front. So, you know, that's an interesting other aspect to the car booze. But the point is, in this rambling way, I'm trying to share with you the prospect of doing a really interesting project by accident. You don't have to think about it. You don't even have to plan it. You just gradually, over a period of time, accumulate enough material so that the individual things transform themselves into an identity, become a cluster, and can that way gather a completely different audience. So all you academics out there who are doing research about Ireland today, think about the possibility that oral history is being done at the moment via audio boo. Okay, folks, look, that's enough from me. I'm getting towards Kinsale. When I get to Kinsale, I'll be able to see the sea, and I'll go to the Blue Haven Hotel and Coffee House to meet Bob McCarthy, and we will talk more business there. But anyway, in the meanwhile, till I come back to you again, have a really good day. It's Paul O'Mahony signing out. Goodbye.